free. Good morning and welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're wrapping up the broadcast part of week's focus on a God who hears. And been looking at different aspects of being heard by God and how God hears our words, He hears our thoughts, He hears our requests. Today we're going to talk specifically about a God who hears my promises. Psalmist writes in Psalm 61, verse 5, he says, "For you have heard my vows, O God, you have given me the heritage of those who fear your name." There's an implied element to this verse, I believe, that not only has God heard his vows, the vows of David, but they were vows which were pleasing, vows which were kept, and that it was David's faithfulness to God. And the result of his faithfulness, the result of his vows being heard by God, his vows being kept by him, was that this heritage of that belongs to all who fear the Lord. And just as we've talked about, there's the good side and the bad side of God hearing us in other elements of our discussion this week. The same is true with our vows and our promises. It's good when God hears our promises, and they are not only godly promises, but they're promises that we keep. But it's also a good reminder for us, and not so good in practice, when we realize God hears our promises, even the ones that we don't keep. God's desire, and we've talked about that already this week, is that our yes be yes and our no be no. That we put meaning behind our words by keeping to what we say. And I realize there are times that we speak rashly. And the things that we say, the things that we even promise, simply cannot be done. They ought to be learning lessons for the future. Learning lessons about the promises we make to others. But they also ought to be lessons of humility. And how to admit that we're in over our heads, that we can't do what we said we could. But not in a sense that we come across as deceitful, as making no attempt. I think it's still important that we make every effort to keep those promises, even when it costs us something. And perhaps especially when it costs us something. I think sometimes the cost of keeping our promises is part of the training process of being more careful. So as we consider what it looks like for God to hear our promises, I think it comes down to recognizing that God values the things that we view as important. And sometimes He values them in the sense, in the way that He wants to be involved in refining them. But our promises often give a glimpse into our heart. And because God hears our promises, He understands what we believe is important. And we can be assured that what he knows to be important for us is even better than what we believe is important. And so as he hears our promises, there are times where we struggle because God's teaching us. He's refining those promises. He's refining us. As I think about God hearing our promises, tomorrow's part in the written devotion, and as I said, I've only do the broadcast on weekday mornings at the moment, is a God who hears our needs. And I think sometimes we kind of combine those. We find ourselves in need and we think that we can make a deal with God. I promise to go to church if you'll bail me out of this. I promise I'll do this if you help me here. And sometimes our promises come across more as bargaining tools. But the truth is, God hears our need. Simply because he cares. And as we come to God and we can do all of the things that we've talked about this week, we can present our request to him, we can use our words to speak to him, we can cry out to him in our thoughts when our words can't seem to form. But in all of it, we can live with confidence that God hears the need behind everything that we do. The need behind all of our means of talking to him and requesting things. And when we come to God in the midst of our need, we find that not only is he a God who hears our promises, but he's a God who has made promises that he always keeps. And his promises are such that we ought to be looking for them. We ought to be listening to them. As we looked at the scripture this morning, we found that David's vows, his faithfulness, not only in doing what he said, but in doing what God said, led to a heritage that belongs to those that fear God, those that honor him. And when we carefully make those promises of God that I belong to you, God, I'm going to, with the help of your Spirit and the power that's within me, I'm going to live like a Christ follower. When we make those promises of faithfulness, God hears them. He responds with the help of his Spirit, with the help of his Word, with the teaching that we need. And in turn, we share in the heritage of those who belong to him, to those who fear God. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to give careful consideration to the promises, the vows that you make to God, as well as the promises and vows you make to others. Knowing that God hears all of them. And your efforts in keeping those promises, keeping those vows, matters to God. And it ought to matter to you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that loves us. In your love, you listen to us through the words that we use, through our thoughts, through our requests, through our promises. And Father, I thank you thankful that you're a God that hears our promises. And you look for those that would be faithful. And as we promise our life to you, may we be faithful in living that life for you. May we live with the help of your Spirit, with the instruction of your Word. May we be confident of the heritage that belongs to all who are faithful, to all who belong to you. And Father, as we become more and more aware of you being a God who hears our promises, may we be more careful in the promises we make. May we make a greater effort in keeping those promises to you and to others. May our faithfulness to you be seen as people watch us. They know the things that we've promised. They know the things that we've committed to. Give us the courage and the humility to admit when we're in over our heads and to seek forgiveness when we have made rash promises that are impossible. And may you fill us with the wisdom to be careful with our words and careful with our promises. Help us to live lives where our yes can be and will be yes, and that our no will be no. Father, help us to live with a greater consideration of the things that we say, but also a greater consideration of others. Today, as we live life in the midst of a world filled with turmoil and confusion and division and all kinds of things that are distracting to being faithful, may we remember you as a God who hears our promises, and may we be more and more committed to being faithful to those promises. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.